Introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 15. We learned the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot only once with Rabash, following a good few years when new friends came, not immediately, and we saw how much he ascribes importance and seriousness and depth to this introduction. It is truly a composition of its own. You can say that from beginning to end, it really seems like a very special composition. I don't quite have the words to speak in the praise of this composition, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. It includes so many things, and it really touches each and every question that a person has in his life, in his world. Therefore, it's worthwhile for us, in our free time as well, each and every one can go back and invest himself in what it says here. So let's approach it and we will see. And along the way, we will try to resolve all of the questions. There's really room here for each and every...
Faith, their eyes are blinded to the light of the Creator.
Yes, it then works in the opposite way, but the fact that it works in the opposite way, that a person who invests and studies and does everything pretty much that he's told to do and does not receive advancement, the right advancement, in the light of faith, in the light of attainment, he then feels himself as moving away. The world becomes darker, and those things are actually clarions. This is what he's telling us, well, somewhere else. They are like clarions that pull the person forward, and they awaken him in such a way to add more and more in his exertion in order to be rewarded with the light of faith. So it turns out that until a person has truly been rewarded with the light of faith, the light of chassadim, to clothe in him and become a basis for all of his attainment, all of the darkness that he sees, that he's getting into it, and that we don't love so much, we think that we don't deserve it. Is this the result of our study, our participation, our exertion? We feel that we don't deserve it. Should this be the reward for our exertion? We don't understand yet. Yes, this is the reward. The more desire is revealed, and the more bitter we feel, and rejection, that should actually awaken us to add in our exertion, and that way to advance. That is, we will feel more and more hiding God, that the Creator is concealing himself more and more in the Torah. This is why he's called that way, hiding God. Or it says that he's like a gazelle, turning his face backwards. And then we have to realize that those states that we are going through are actually in order to awaken in us a greater desire, in order to make us more serious, aimed more correctly towards the goal. And in spite of the difficulties, we should arrange ourselves to be directed towards the goal more correctly. What does it mean, more correctly? That it's not in order to know, to understand, to feel that we're doing all of it, but rather in order to bring contentment, in order to bestow. And until we invert our intention, of course, we won't see the Creator's behavior in the right way. Is that clear? Your brain. Yes.
So, from this item, he makes a simple division. There are two kinds of people who study Lo Lishma. Both study for the sake of the mitzvah of learning the Torah. One believes in reward and punishment, and one doesn't. Those who don't believe in reward and punishment, it becomes a portion of death. Those who do believe in reward and punishment, the light in it reforms and it comes to Lishma. So what is faith in reward and punishment?
That he will receive the reforming light that would bring him to Lishma. That's the one's reward.
Meaning the intention is whether or not during the study of Torah I'm looking for the light. That's the only thing that separates the two kind of students?
Yes.
You mentioned it. Out of all this entire book, this article feels like there's something different in it compared to the rest of the book. Every time we read it, we enter this world that surrounds us. When, with each passing year, I see how much I don't understand anything about it. On the other hand, it forges a connection to the path more than anything else.
That's clear, because here he's talking about the condition that if you keep it, which is called Lishma, then you enter the spiritual world. And if you don't keep it, you don't keep that condition of Lishma, then you remain in corporeality with all of your wise stuff and it doesn't help anything.
So you started giving advice before. So when I'm trying to understand the words, I'm completely missing out on what he's trying to say here. Because something very strong is happening inside. I don't want to miss out on it. Every time we read, I get the depth that's in it.
So everything depends on the intention with which you study. And, of course, you try to do, you know, whatever you can, whatever is in your power, your hands to do, do it. But what to do and how to do, so he says, of course, in corporeality, you have to keep whatever Abash writes with respect to the study, the free time, as he talks about it, etc. And also with the intentions. So if you invest, if you try to invest always in the right way, as much as you're capable of, then there should be an outcome. The outcome should be Lishma, for her sake. Lishma. And this is what you come to. That's the reason for which you come to the lesson. Soon in item 17, we will talk about that. We now read 16, right? So let's read 17 and it will become more clear.
Item 17. Hence, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in His guidance in reward and punishment, as our sages.
That is, I come to the study in order to reach the light of faith. And that is the reward for me. The force of bestowal. This is what I expect out of the study. Not understanding, not feeling in my present kelim, but rather the power of what is this result that out of the study we get faith?
to enter. Oh, you mean to come out?
No, to come out with the force of faith.
That's a force of bestowal. Force of faith is the force of bestowal. Except the force of bestowal, you have to bestow in order to bestow and to receive in order to bestow. And with faith, we usually say it's a lot of chassadim, the force of bestowal.
How do you enter the study with the force of bestowal?
Not enter. I want to come out with the study, from the study with the force of bestowal that I acquired. That's why the person agrees before the study to grow stronger in his faith, to acquire this force of faith and bestowal, to acquire it. I lack it. That's why I come here, to acquire it. But now that I have it, I have a deficiency for that specifically. That's why I'm coming to study. That's the meaning of the study.
Because when you come to the study, you are the complete opposite of the force of bestowal. So how can you come out of the study with the force of bestowal?
If you study, and through the study you wish to rise above your will to receive, your ego, your calculations, to know, to understand, to acquire, to control, rule, everything you have in your will to receive and all its degrees. And you want to be completely, entirely above that. Not to understand, not to demand, no. Only to ascribe oneself to the Creator, to obey His commands. He's entirely in order to bestow. If you are thinking about it, you're imagining it, depicting it as much as possible, and you can't arrange it correctly by yourself, but only on the condition that you are in the 10. And then they organize these conditions for you, that if you deliver yourself, devote yourself to the 10, it means that you are devoting yourself to the Creator. This is the device by which you can calibrate yourself correctly towards the Creator. So, go ahead. That's why you have 15 minutes before the studies, let's say, that you can reach the correct intention.
In 15 minutes, you can reach a state where you have a lack for faith.
You're right, it's not enough. It's written that the wise ones back then, they would sit 2 hours before the study in order to aim themselves correctly towards the meaning, the intention behind the study. But we will see. If we will be like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill one another until they feel it, until they digest it, until they aim themselves above all this hatred to reach love, one corresponding to the other. You see, those are scrutinies. Very...
You said that we have to go along with the author of the text. How do we follow Rabash, Bala Sulam in this text?
I don't know what it means, Rabash or Bala Sulam.
He was confused. He said Rabash. He meant Bala Sulam. What does it mean to follow Bala Sulam in this text?
I try to understand with my intellect for the time being. What else do I have? What he's telling me about. And I'm trying to digest it, accept it in a way that seems most correct to me. This correct form includes a state where I try not to think about me, to be objective. What is he trying to say? How can I rise above my nature as if I'm not a man and I'm not in my body, I'm not with this world, nothing. I wish to study this material in such a way that I move away from the I. This is the meaning of trying to
from what he writes, it turns out that everybody is suffering from the evil inclination. It doesn't matter where a person studies.
Suffer? I don't know if everybody suffers. I enjoy the evil inclination.
Well, he writes that he exerted and toiled in the revealed Torah, and still the evil inclination stands firm. So is that a disease? Everybody is suffering from the evil inclination?
But everybody has his own excuse. Why does he come? But does a person actually understand what's happening to him? Why is he coming? Rather, they bring him from above. They grab him by the ear and they bring him somewhere. Later, when he starts to study, he begins to understand what's happening here. What did he fall to? What do we study here? Is there any sort of affiliation to him, between him and the place of study?
Another question. Why, in the wisdom of truth, is it easier to draw the reforming light?
He's explaining to you that the wisdom of truth, meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah, that's how they call it, it speaks about it itself. Meaning, the wisdom itself speaks about how to attain the reforming light, how to reach adhesion with the Creator, how to discover the upper world, how to be in it, how to enter that system. The wisdom itself speaks about it. Whereas, if you study something other than the wisdom of the concealed, but rather the wisdom of the revealed, then what's revealed there? Bull, ram, the cow, two are holding a talit, or halachot, laws. From that, it's not clear to you how it's related to your soul. Rather, you study because there's a virtue. It will work on you. It's true that it's there, but it's not enough. It's not enough in order to help us reach Lishma. The goal, the purpose is Lishma, very simply. Reached in order to bestow equivalence of form with the Creator, to some extent. If you can come to it through the study, millions study. What's the benefit? They remain in exile. Why? There's no light. Not that, God forbid, there's no light in what they do. Rather, what they do that doesn't provide them sufficient light that's enough for our souls to rise above in order to receive.
But a person who studied for 5 years needs to see a nice sign in the study of the concealed Torah. What is a good sign?
The good sign is that he comes to Lishma. But you say, but I'm studying 15 years. Where is my Lishma? Ask yourself. Were you truly devoted with the intention? But you have no other method. Only by the Torah. And if that is the case, then the concealed Torah, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So, a nice sign, mean a person has to tell himself, what is this Lishma that he wants to reach?
A good sign means that he begins to enter equivalence of form with the Creator. That's what the Torah is designed for, to bring will be arranged in such a way that you will attain the reforming light. The example for us are the students of Rabbi Shimon. Because after the sin, after the shattering, after all the falls, they were able to connect and reach the end of correction in the connection between them. That's a rare example. Okay? What's up with you, Tsvika?
Oh, really?
Poor guy.
Really a poor guy. No, just making fun of it. I'm actually enjoying the lesson. Of course, he says that all we need is the lack in the heart, the intention of the heart. What is the lack in the heart? He says, surely it is only because of one's lack in the heart that we fail, because we don't have the lack in the heart?
The deficiency in the intention of the heart.
What do you mean, the deficiency in the heart? The
lack? In order to bestow. I want to have only the intention to bestow contentment through all the people in the world to the Creator.
I remember a few years ago when we studied it, you said that even not to even to reach Lolishma, that too is an initial degree. It's a spiritual degree. Lolishma. So what do you mean by about Lolishma? What is Lolishma?
Lolishma is, well, I know I'm not in Lishma. It pains me. I can't remain calm about it. I constantly approach the study and all the means in order to organize such a support that I'll have the possibility of reaching Lishma. Lishma means that I erupt towards everyone with love, with bestowal, covering everyone with all the good, all their desires, all the abundance. I feel the world as my vessel of reception, and I have to sanctify them. And then the Creator will be able to be revealed in them, and they'll be delighted.
And so have you reached on me. Lolishma yet, or do you think we're not there yet? Are we already in Lolishma?
We are in a state where we don't know where we are.
Excuse me? What do you mean?
I'll repeat.
Repeat it, please.
We don't know where we are. Because we don't ask ourselves, what does exactly mean Lishma? Am I coming closer to it or not? What do I want to attain by it? Take another step forward? We're not asking. Before the study, we don't ensure the correct intention. That during the study, then when I come out of the study, I don't give myself, I'm not being accountable to myself. Did I attain something or not? And if this is the study where I wanted to reach Lishma, I have to leave with the uplifted spirits. It doesn't matter what my personal results are. There's nothing personal here. In Lishma, it should be in the 10 only. I don't exist for myself. That's the first condition. For my own sake, it's not worthwhile living.
Does this uplifted spirit depend on? What are we lacking here?
What we're lacking is the correct intention from each and everyone, and for those intentions to unite, and their intensity, their level will be enough.
Then we will only reach Lolishma.
Then we'll reach Lishma. But first we have to connect in order to draw the reforming light, to want it to happen.
With the friends and my desires, I restrict.
No, there's a matter here, a simple matter. I'll soon know how to answer you. It's certain that I'm always intending to achieve dvikut, adhesion, because dvikut is the final goal, and this is what I have to achieve. But in order to achieve dvikut, I have to first connect with the friends, achieve connection with the friends. So, initially, I'm concerned only with this, how and in what way the connection with the friends has to be. But the goal of dvikut with the Creator and connection with the Creator stands out there, and I'm intending to it as well. Otherwise, my connection with the friends will also not be the right connection. Connection with the friends is attainment of the system by which I connect to the Creator. So I don't throw away the Creator. On the contrary, I draw His force to help me build the right network of connections with the friends, the network. And then this network has to rise to such levels in the mutual participation among all the 10 friends, so that the force of bestowal, the mutual force of bestowal, will begin to be revealed there. And this will be called the Creator. What is he saying?
Говорю, что где тут, собственно, исправление желания? То есть я сокращаю желание.
Where here is the correction of the desire? After all, I'm restricting the desire and connecting with the friends.
No, Vlad, listen. You don't restrict the desire. You only pay attention to the means for achieving the goal as the most important thing right now. Let's say you want to shoot to a target, but you need a good rifle with bullets and everything, and the right sights and everything, and the right good vision, then you can hit the target. If you don't have it, then it won't work. So now I have no desire with which I can be like the Creator. I don't have it. And I won't have it unless I connect to the Ten. I have to disperse, spread my vision so I don't see, kind of defocus my vision so I don't see this world, but I'll see the Creator who stands behind everything. How do I do it? I have to come to the Ten and kind of and catch everyone within my eyesight. So everyone's important and not me. So when I'm included in them in this way, through them I get to the Creator. In other words, it's a means. The Creator is a means that the Creator created artificially. He broke the clay. He broke me into 10 pieces. But what's the benefit from the breaking? It is precisely when I want to reconnect them, but they don't become fused. They don't become fused, and I try more and more. By this, I acquire that same correct spiritual kind of defocus through which I begin to see the Creator, where the Ten become as one, so that spirituality becomes attained in this new vision of mine. This is why the Ten is a means. Without this instrument, I won't achieve the Creator. How do I attain the Creator afterwards? It's whatever dresses in the Ten. I have nothing else.
I understand this yearning for Lishma, but what is fear that I... How do you come to this fear for Lishma?
There cannot be an inclination in the desire, like a disposition in the desire, without fear. It's impossible, because you have to be afraid whether or not you will attain it. Are you aiming yourself correctly or not? This is the fear. Now, what is the fear? Am I connecting with the friends? Do I really care about them? Through care for the friends, I begin to develop care for the Creator. And not that I know what it means to be concerned with the Creator. I don't know what it means. I have no idea to bestow contentment or care for the Creator. Only by seeing that I bring contentment to the friends in all kinds of ways that are revealed in the group, as a result, I begin to understand what it means to care about bringing contentment to the Creator. Toronto? Okay.
Okay.
Bulgaria. All right, so we have Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Рав. А что означает увидеть?
Hello, Rav. What does it mean to see a good sign in the work?
Лирот симан яфе. You see, a good sign in the work means that I see from day to day that I have more concern about bestowing upon the friends and through them bestowing upon the Creator. That's a good sign. So a good sign means you shift from caring for me to caring for the group. This is already a sign of a shift. Can I ask something about something you said that a few minutes ago? You said that we have to prepare ourselves from the lesson, meaning the intention to acquire the force of bestowal, and at the end of the learning, see what I've gained and what I haven't. So what does it mean to calculate what I've achieved and what I haven't achieved? We want to know what we feel, what we don't feel, according to our intellect, according to our feeling, that one may not be like the other. Maybe in terms of my feeling, I'm in descent, but in my intellect, I understand that this descent is for the purpose of ascending. But there has to be a summary. If we are advancing, we want to know how we are advancing. Forward, yes. With the right foot or the left foot, we have to know. In connection with the group or detached from the group also. So here we need to implement it. And not, it's not like, okay, so we went through it and that's it, nothing. It's not regarded as going toward the goal. I have nothing to add. Yes? So what exactly am I checking if I achieved or haven't achieved? What's my parameter? How did I advance toward the goal? What is the goal? It is adhesion with the Creator, Dvikut. What is Dvikut with the Creator? In what am I close to Him and in what am I not? What should I do during the day in order to keep getting closer? The result of the lesson. And what should I do during the day in order to prepare ourselves for the meetings with the group and between us in the next meeting? Perhaps I don't need to meet with them. Perhaps I'm connected to them all the time. But I have to check and